Hola amigos, ¿cómo estás? Mi nombre es Chad.
Me amo,
Is mi
Chad.
nombre mi Chad? Does that mean my name?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, sweet. I learned some Spanish.
Nombre is also a name, but it's like a, I don't know. It's a different way of saying it. Me amo is like my name is, or I call myself, or something like that. But yeah, it's like the same thing, but it's just the more. Yeah.
Becoming a eloquent Spanish speaker.
Yeah, there you go.
But welcome back to my gym. We started out with a little Spanish lesson for everybody today. We're here for another Friday night discussion. So, what do we want to start off with there, Jake?
I don't know. Something that I've been pretty excited about this week is Tires Season 2 is now out on Netflix. That's pretty exciting. Do you know what that is?
The what?
Tires Season 2?
Oh, tires.
Yeah. Do you know who Shane Gillis is?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay. He's a comedian and he's got this show where it's basically like he basically pulled an Adam Sandler where he basically got like all of his friends and created a show, and it's basically just like one comedy sketch, but it's like I don't know, it's him and his friends in the show. They all run this mechanic shop and they sell tires, and it's pretty funny.
Oh, really?
It gets a little raunchy at sometimes, but it's pretty funny. So we're excited to watch that probably this weekend.
That's
Maybe not
interesting.
this
I've actually
weekend.
been looking for a comedy, so maybe I'll have to go check out that and watch because there's a first episode, there's a first season already out.
The second season's out now.
Well, no, I know. I've never seen the first season
Oh
though, so
yeah. The first
I
season was
missed.
pretty
Like
funny.
Southwest, they don't really come out with new episodes that often or anything like that. IT Crowd was probably my favorite TV show to where I could watch each episode and never feel like afterwards just feeling like dirty, where I can sometimes after watching South Park where it's like, oh boy, that was a little too much for me. Some parts were funny, but some of those were just, that's a little too far, guys.
I would recommend Tires. It's pretty funny. I would say it's one of my top shows. So, it's definitely a watcher.
I know Isaac told me about Trailer Park Boys. I don't know if you ever watched that. I remember, wow, this has probably been 10 years ago. There was something called Eastbound and
Eastbound and
Down.
Down. I've heard of it. I've never seen it.
Kenny Powers.
Yeah, I've never seen
I watched some of that. Some of that was actually pretty funny.
it.
And then there was another one. They're like, I think it's not Trailer Park Boys. It's Canadians, where they're
Oh,
like hockey players.
yeah. I can't think of what it's called right now.
Yeah.
I can't think of the name. It's slipping me right now. But yeah, I've watched a couple episodes of that too. It was all right. I didn't think it was my favorite show of all time, but it was funny. It had its moments.
Yeah.
Tires, though.
But you were asking me earlier kind of what my thoughts were this week and what I was thinking. And I think mental health and working through things on my own has been really at the forefront of my mind. Oh, wow, for quite some time now. And so I've been speaking back and forth to a few friends, just kind of talking about, I'm coming back home for a vacation, 4th of July. And I was sharing with them that there's aspects of it that I'm excited about, but there's also aspects of it that I feel really, really overwhelmed. And the overwhelmed feeling I feel is that I have a large family. And so I want to be able to hang out with everybody and spend time with everybody. I don't want to neglect people, but I also want to be able to enjoy my time. Because it's like my vacation, and I want to be able to enjoy the stuff I want to do without people feeling like they're left out, and that I haven't seen them or that I've prioritized other people. And so talking about those things. You know, we were talking back and forth, is that, you know, you can't control other people's reactions to the choices you make. You can obviously, you know, make good decisions and not be a bad person or not be a jerk. But I've always been someone who worried about how my decisions and actions would affect others versus trying to make the best decision for me and my mental health and my happiness and my personal enjoyment. Not to say that, okay, I'm just going to come home and just go hang out and party with friends, whereas I want to spend some time with my family, but I also just want to make sure that I'm prioritizing my own mental health and feeling good afterward, after the vacation. I'm not just feeling drained and be like, I don't want to go back, because I just feel like, like everybody just needed me and they weren't happy with how I acted. And I think maybe, you know, growing up, I know that was something that I struggled with when, like, my parents would ask me, like, when are you going to have babies? When are you going to have babies? And it's like a very pressing question. It's like, I want to have kids. I want to have children. But right now isn't the right time. And so I want to prioritize the right time over just doing something for someone else.
Right.
And I think the same way, like, oh, like, when are you going to get a haircut? Or why do you wear your hair like that? That was something that I struggled with hearing over the course of my life. And it was, I don't know, it was always trying to please others, but also feel like I was unique and myself. Like, sometimes I think with the clothes I wear, like, it's like, well, why do you wear that? Or that doesn't look very good. Or why don't you get that? And it's like, sometimes I felt guilty, but it's like, I understand why people can get tattoos. Tattoos aren't something really that I want or I enjoy how they look. But for me, it's my clothing. It's how I style my hair. It's those types of things. Those are like, I think those like kind of show my personality, where some people, maybe it's their artistic ability in tattoos, and that's what they use to show their unique personalities and to be different. And so for me, it's always been my clothing, my apparel, like just my fashion sense and doing that. And, you know, sometimes I felt guilty, or maybe guilty isn't the word. Maybe like I wasn't accepted. Like, I know this job here, I was wearing the same clothes that I wore at my previous job, and the people that hired me aren't here on site. And the people who are on site said, oh, well, you have to start wearing different stuff. And I was like, hold on. So got on the phone with the people. Hey, like, they're saying that I need to wear different clothes. Like, what's going on here? Like, if this is the case, I don't know if I'm the right person for this job, because my clothes represent who I am, and I'm not going to go buy a whole new wardrobe. Like, you guys hired me for a specific reason, and that was because what I brought to the table. And if my outfit that I'm wearing is too offensive, or it's not something that you guys accept here, then I don't know if what I bring to the table is worth enough for me to be able to continue working here. And just for setting those types of things, like, I was really proud of myself because I was standing up for me. And it's not really that, you know, like, the clothing matters, or but it,
right,
for me, it does. It who I am matters. And if a company hires me, they come out and seek me out at another company, and they bring me to this job site because of my personality, because of my skills, because what I can bring to the table, and then I get in that job and they want to change everything about me in terms of how I look, what I dress like. I just had to put the brakes on and say, hold up. What are we doing here? Like, you wanted me, I'm here, and now you want to change me. Like, that's, I'm not doing this. So we got to figure it out, you know? And I think that can happen a lot in life. And maybe sometimes if it's our friends, if it's our family, like, they appease us to come in and to be part of whatever it is they have to offer. And we come in, we accept it. And then it's like, oh, well, they want to start changing everything else about it. And it's like, that's where we have to set up boundaries. And I think this is really, really important when it comes to, like, relationships and building friendships and building relationships, is being accepting and empathetic of other people. Now, if you have specific things that are deal breakers for you, I think it's important to share those with your friends. And if they're not accepting of them, I think that you need to be very, very careful about what time you spend together, because those are just going to be divisive issues that you guys are always battling for back and forth. And you need to ask yourself a bigger question. It's like, why do we want to be friends? Mm-hmm. Is it because I'm alone and being with someone feels good? Or is it because I actually have a true deep connection with this person and I enjoy that company? And, you know, I think we all have different friends, right? So maybe I have friends who just go to the gym, and when I'm at the gym, we talk about fitness. There's some of those guys who do not want to talk about philosophy. They do not want to talk about self-improvement. Mm-hmm. They do not want to be transparent or be vulnerable. It's just like, Chad, I don't want to talk about that. It's like, did the Panthers win last night? Oh, sweet. Yeah. Did you see that game? Like, yeah, okay, like that's all we can talk about. But the conversation doesn't go any deeper than that. And if it does, that's where there's gray areas. And so I think, you know, you have this new uniqueness in different types of friends, whether it's volleyball, work, coworkers, any aspects of friends. But I guess going back to that is that desire to try to change people. That's where once you start trying to control people and think you have control of other people. And that was something I think I grew up with for quite some time. Like I would say it wasn't just until recently to the point to where I thought that I could impress people, or that I could try to. And I think when I say could impress people, I think what I really, really mean is to be able to influence them. It's not to impress them with who I am or what I know, but it's that I can influence them or get them to change their minds or to do what I want them to do. And what I've had to realize is that I can just do my best and be who I am and continue to work on myself. And if people accept me, great. And if they don't, I move on and I go to the next people and I go to the next people. And I think that's one thing that's really cool in the world we live in today, like with people changing jobs or just moving from state to state, being able to find out all these different things where, you know, technology wasn't as powerful previously to be able to like go find jobs throughout the country. Like you'd have to have a connection, right? Like, okay, mom and dad have to know this person. Oh, we're going to give you a job here. It's like, okay, how am I going to go get a job in California without internet? Like I'm going to show up there and I'm going to go like knocking on doors. But no, now it's like you can do that. And I think that's, you know, really, really cool.
Yeah. I think one of the main things that I resonated with that you said is kind of talking about like your haircut and the way that you dress and things like that and you standing up for yourself. And it's like that is such a little thing in the way that you dress, but it goes a long way, I think. Like for me, it's like my hair. And it's not really the way that I dress because I don't know. I would say my sense of style has been helped a lot out by my wife because she's very into fashion and things like that. And I like a lot of the things that she picks out for me. And so I guess vicariously through her, I have kind of become fashionable in a sense, I guess, when I want to. But for me, it's kind of always been like music and my hair, kind of like you said, it's like my hair. It's like, if you bring up to me, like, when are you going to get a haircut? And that's like the only thing you talk to me about when you see me. It's like, okay, well, that's not a very fun conversation for me to have. It's like, it's my hair. It's, I don't know. I'll cut it when I want to, I guess. I like how it is. And if you keep telling me like, when are you going to get a haircut? When are you going to get a haircut? That just tells me that you don't really like my hair and you don't really care that I like how it is. And it's just kind of, I don't know, things like that. Or if I like play my music around in like a social setting or something, and basically you just say, oh, what kind of music is this? And why do you like this music? And I hate that music. And you never really give it a try. And it's like every time you hear it, you always bring it up. Cause then it's like stuff like we talked about in the first couple episodes of this podcast. It's like people talk like that to you and then you kind of go into your shell almost. Like you stop expressing yourself in those ways. And once you stop expressing yourself in those ways, it just keeps on compounding. And it's like you're not really friends with that person because you're not really expressing your true self. It's kind of like a, how do I want this person to perceive me? That's kind of how I'll be. And it's like, that's, I don't know, that's something that's pretty big for me, is just kind of seeing people and not necessarily agreeing with every decision that they make, but kind of accepting that that's the decision that person made, and they must have come to a resolution with that's the best case scenario for them. So I accept that, and I'm not going to keep bringing it up to them. Maybe I'll bring it up one time if I see it's like detrimental to them and they don't necessarily notice it. But I mean, if it's just as simple as a hairstyle or something, I'm not gonna, I don't know. It's just somebody expressing themselves. I'm not going to cut that short, I guess, because that was something that I had struggled with growing up as well.
It's mainly because it's not the haircut and it's not the music. It's the feeling of not being accepted in that who you are isn't good enough. Who I am, what I'm about, the inside of me isn't good enough for you. Like, there's things about me that I have to change to be able to be accepted by you. Right. And just that feeling is so unhealthy, to where it's just like, okay, so every time I come around here, like, I can't talk about this, I can't talk about this, I can't talk about this. All the things that are important to me, that are valuable to me, aren't valuable to you. But it's not that you want to talk about other things, but it's that you just don't want to really talk about any of the things that I have interest in or getting to understand any of those aspects of my life. And that's where, you know, I think it's really nice to live in a bigger city, because you can find a lot more people who have a lot more different personalities and uniqueness. We're growing up in a small town like Sturgis, I can only imagine that sometimes it can be really difficult for people who like certain things, or maybe, like, I don't know, I've never really gotten into like Pokemon or Magic the Gathering, or, you know, even like a sports fanatic. I've never really been for a specific team, so I don't really fit into that crowd where people do. They'll go out and they'll watch games. I don't really quite get it. I don't really enjoy it. Like, I could talk to you about the sports teams for a little bit, but like, I don't know how in depth I could really get about it. It's not that it's like, dude, why do you like the Tigers? Like, when are you going to, like, pick another team? Like, come on, man. It's more of like, hey, like, I understand that you're passionate about something. You enjoy something. I don't know much about that. But it's not putting them down or asking, you know, like, when are you going to stop watching so much baseball or doing this? Especially if it's, like, not a significant other or a family member. It's like, our time is limited. Now, it's like, if I came home for vacation and everybody was just sitting around, like, you know, watching baseball and stuff like that, I'd be like, guys, like, listen, like, you say you want me to come home, but every time I come home, all you guys do is watch baseball. Like, like, we, this is a problem.
Yeah, definitely. And it's very, I don't know, like you said, it's very bad for relationships, because it's, I don't know, especially if it's something so little that, like, they don't want to change, and it's kind of personable to them, and it's kind of who they are. So why would you try and change that, I guess, is the way that I look at it.
Yeah. And I think it also has to, you also have to do a really good job of trying to look at their approach and their intentions, right? Some people could have good intentions. Like, I know for me, like, the haircut, it's like, yeah, like, why, you know, hair, it's like, yeah, if I was looking for a sales job and there were certain jobs that, you know, I probably could have gotten that, yeah, I wouldn't need to have a different haircut. But at that point in time, I just, that wasn't something that I was really looking for, mainly because there were so many jobs that I felt like you had to fit into this mold and to become this person. I just never really wanted to, subject myself to, I guess, that I didn't want to have to be this or that or dress this way or that way. It's just so that I could have this specific job and work under this specific employer. And it, maybe it's that outlaw inside of me where it's like, dude, I don't want to have to do everything you say. And I think that's what makes me a really bad employee, is that just like, you tell me to do something and I'll ask, like, well, how are we going to do that? Or why are we doing this? Like, what's the reason for this? Like, what's causing you to think this? And it's just like, just do it. Where some employers just want you to say, they want you to just do it, where I want to learn how we can grow and what we can do to the best of our ability to, I guess, be as successful as possible in this idea that we have of why we're doing something a certain way.
Right.
Yeah. So, like for us, there was a package issue in terms in our property. We have this great big package room, and packages were just getting thrown all over the place, 327 apartments. And can you imagine, you go into this one room and you're looking for your one package and there's shelves all over the place. They're not numbered or anything, but your package is somewhere in this room. Mm-hmm. And there's 326 other apartments packaged inside of this room.
Yeah.
It's like, how the hell, like, you know how daunting of a task that was? We had the Amazon Hub Locker for some, but it's, again, it's 327 units. So they're going to get thrown. So I saw this and I was like, okay, we have to try to figure out another approach. Like, we could get it. We could try to hire somebody to be concierge. We could try to hire somebody to go deliver the packages to people's doors every day. We could try to send this off to a third party package company where they get sent to a warehouse. And then there's delivery drivers that you can schedule to have the package delivered to your apartment when you're home. The CEO came and she's like, none of these are really icy options based on how much it costs and the efficiency with it. So what are your other ideas? So I was like, okay. Huh, what are other ideas? Okay, well, we have shelves here. What I could do is put numbers on these shelves. And so each shelf will represent a floor. And so the first floor, all the packages will go here. Second floor, they'll all go here. Third floor, they'll all go here. Fourth, fifth, and sixth. And so we did that. And then I also said, we got to figure out a way to hold the delivery drivers accountable, though. And so that's, as soon as you walk in the door, you have to have a fob to be able to get in. The delivery drivers have a code. It says in English and in Spanish, please make sure when you're delivering packages to this property that you put the package on the shelf associated with that apartment. If you do not, we will be calling your organization and letting them know that you're not following the property protocol. And so since last February, we've been implementing, or this February, we've been implementing. Now, Christmas time is going to be another another character because, oh boy, there's just packages galore there during that time. And I'm sure it's going to be difficult. And I don't know if there's a good situation for the holiday. But it's that idea of I'm always trying to ask more questions and think. But I also to want to have that own uniqueness of Chad and being Chad and not like feeling like maybe I'm at a private school and where everybody has to wear their
uniforms.
Yeah, their uniforms. I would just really, really struggle with that.
Yeah.
It's like my hair. It's like it makes me I feel like very, very unique. I feel like it's me. It's who I am. It's my personality. And that's just me.
Yeah. And I feel like kind of growing up, I never really stood up for those things in me to where I would never, I don't know, if somebody told me about my hair, I would never really think about it. I would just kind of stop bringing it up, or I would just cut my hair just because, so they'd stop talking about it or whatever, or just little things and things like that. So I would never really stand up for that. But now it's kind of like, I don't know, I want to make like younger me proud of myself, where it's like I'm finally standing up for myself and doing those things and kind of living the life that younger me would have saw myself living, I guess, if that makes sense. But yeah.
So how would you say you're drawing out that uniqueness and finding out that character or that personality that you're trying to express? Like, was it always there and you were just hiding it, or are you just really kind of finding out what that looks like?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like we talked about on a couple episodes, it's like the way that I expressed myself when I was a little kid, it was kind of through sports, and that was kind of it. I never really talked when I was a kid. I never expressed my feelings in any way. I never really shared my thoughts about anything with anybody. And so that's kind of been a difficult thing in becoming an adult. It's like, okay, well, how do I express myself and kind of let people know how I'm feeling and become unique in my own way and just be happy. I think for me, it's just like having the freedom to do what I want to do when I want to do it, and not having somebody, obviously, if it's in my best interest, that they could mention it to me. But it's like, if I'm choosing to, like, I don't know, make little decisions, it's just kind of, I would like to have the freedom to decide on things what I want. And me and my wife would make those decisions, and I would feel that my opinion is valid. And I don't know, just having freedom to do what I want, basically.
Do you have any examples?
I guess now, I would say over the past couple of years, it's like just trying to find ways to express myself, like through drawing or wood carving, or just trying to make YouTube videos, or basically trying anything and everything to see what sticks and see what I actually like and express myself in some way. It's like growing up, I had baseball and that was pretty much it. And I never tried any other method. But now it's like, okay, I'm an adult now. I don't know how I feel. I don't know what I think, because I never thought about it, I guess. I would share those thoughts with myself in my own mind, but actually putting that into play. So now it's just kind of like throw everything at the wall and see what sticks. It's like just try everything, I guess, because I never tried any of it.
Yeah, because it's interesting. The way that you express yourself, it doesn't really seem like there is a need for other people to be able to see those expressions of yourself. Whereas for me, a lot of those things, like, I don't think that they have to, like my clothes or anything like that, but I do like essentially presenting myself in the best way that I possibly can, because I just like that. Mm-hmm. And maybe with vehicles or whatever it is, I like certain things, and I like how it looks. And so people notice that, where mm-hmm. if it's drawing or if it's music and nobody ever hears that, then other people don't really hear how you express yourself or anything like that. It's interesting that there are other forms to where mm-hmm. people don't necessarily need to hear that.
Yeah.
And I think you brought up the relationship is that there's a fine line between expressing yourself and also coming to a mutual understanding between you and your partner about, like, they have this idea, you have this mm-hmm. idea. It's like, okay, where do we meet in the middle, right, to where we both don't feel like death?
Right.
Like, you're winning and I'm getting nothing, and I'm winning and you're getting nothing. And maybe it's not so much give and take, but it's being able to negotiate the things that matter to you and negotiate the things that may be able to matter to her. Like, I think about me in my apartment, and it's like, you know, the furniture that I have is a little bit important, but it's not super mm-hmm. important. Like, those are things that I would be willing to, like, okay, like, but it does have to be comfortable for me. It's like, mm-hmm. I don't want to get a couch and a sofa that's not comfortable. Like, if you want it to look like Legos and it's going to be all different colors, okay, like, all right, but let's make it look as cool as we possibly can. But also, I want to make sure it's comfortable, because mm-hmm. I want a couch that I can lay in and be able to enjoy. Mm-hmm. Now, maybe the walls, like if you're wanting to put like cartoons and stuff like that up, it's like, eh, like, how can we put up cartoons and maybe put them in black and white so they look a little bit fashionable and intriguing to me, or, mm-hmm. you know, and this is just me if I was speaking to, you know, someone about a place that I'm living, because I think happiness and our enjoyment is important. I was actually talking to a mom this morning, and I was sharing with her like how much enjoyment my slingshot has brought me. Mm-hmm. And the main reason is because the slingshot makes normal daily experiences enjoyable. Mm-hmm. Like going to get groceries, going to the gym, like those, every time I'm driving, I'm going somewhere, it just makes it enjoyable. Now, mm-hmm. it's obviously not as enjoyable when it's raining.
Yeah.
It's not enjoyable at all then, and it's like worse, that's worse than any other car. But it's amazing, like, how much more enjoyable it just makes these daily tasks be. Mm-hmm. Like, being able, the cool thing about that vehicle is that in the evenings you can drive and you can look up and you can see the stars and you can see the moon, mm-hmm. and you can see a lot of things. Obviously you should be driving and paying attention to that, but when you're stopped and get, well, you can see. it's also really cool. Like during the daylight, there's little kids who stop and point at you and they smile and they wave, and there's a lot of laughter and it brings a lot of smiles and that brings a lot of enjoyment. And it's just like, yeah, they cost money and it's a car, but that thing has brought me so much enjoyment to where, you know, I started realizing that there's specific things that we do on a daily basis that can bring us a lot of enjoyment. And maybe it's like the pre-workout flavor that I drink, or maybe it's having a protein shake, a brand or a flavor that I really, really like. It's those small steps of enjoyment that I can have every single day just to be able to help accentuate my life, make my life a little bit better each and every day. It's really interesting. And I challenge people to find those types of things, those daily things, small little things. Maybe they're not expensive, but that just bring you more enjoyment. Maybe it's VR, being able to go on there and playing mini golf for 15, 20 minutes, small things. And especially if you can do it inside of your errands and make errands more fun. And maybe it's a smell inside of your car, or it's listening to music while you're driving, and a specific type of music while you're driving, or you know, whatever that might be. Maybe it's a weighted blanket that when you lay down, just being able to bring you more comfort, or those types of things. Or, you know, there's so many things out there that it's easy for us to just pass up and to not think about. It's like, how can I make this daily task more enjoyable?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's huge, especially just being happy with life is so difficult sometimes. And it's just, how can I make the absolute most out of this day and have the most enjoyment possible, even through the little menial tasks? It's like, okay, how do I make this not feel menial and just kind of, I don't know, just make every day unique. And I think a lot of the times it's, everybody gets caught in this routine, and everything, every day kind of blends together, and then days turn into weeks and weeks turn into months. And it's like, holy crap, it's already June. And it's, I don't know. I hate that feeling. And it's just, for me, it's just doing unique things. And I like doing things that I've never done before. And I feel like, I don't know, to me, that's what makes time feel like it's not just absolutely flying by, and having those unique experiences. And I don't know. I like routine in the sense that it keeps you disciplined and it keeps you on the right track. But I hate routine in the sense that it makes everything feel so same, and it makes all the days mesh together. Like Monday is the exact same as Wednesday, is the exact same as Saturday. And I hate that. And just finding little things to do whenever and just make today feel unique. Because I feel like that's what kind of makes life, I don't know, what makes life special and gives you those moments of, I'm happy that this is happening in life right now.
Do you have any things that you're planning on doing this summer to like spread up that monotonous of your routine or anything like that, or daily habits or anything?
I think we've talked a lot about our summer plans and a lot of things that we want to do. And it's not necessarily like a thing that we have down to a science yet, but it's like, I don't know. We were talking last weekend about it, and it's like, we were going to start on the weekends, just kind of Saturday, whenever we wake up, probably until like when we're about to go to bed. It's just like, we're just going to leave our phones at home, and we're just going to go do things and like not even think about it. Cause it's like, technology has gotten so kind of invasive in our lives, where it's like, you get on it for a second and it's like, you almost feel like you can't live without it. And we don't want that to happen. But it's just like things like going to the beach. We want to do things like that. And just as simple as like going out and throwing a football, or going to play soccer, or throwing a frisbee, or going on a hike and taking like, I've been taking my camera out and I've been taking pictures of like ducks and birds and squirrels and chipmunks. And it's just like, I don't know, little stuff like that. It's like making everything unique. It's like, I don't want to put myself in this box as like, this is what I do every day. It's like, I don't like that. I'm somebody who needs to do different things. That's why I golf. That's why I draw. That's why I tried to make video games. That's why I tried to make music. That's why I don't know. I get enjoyment out of doing different things and making each day unique, I guess. That's just how I am.
Yeah, it's interesting how many different facets of so many things there are. Like golf, right? So you can buy a golf membership at one course. And you go out there and you're playing different hole. You're playing the weather differently every single day. Maybe you're meeting new people. Maybe you're doing it because there's a community. And then you can go out and play different golf courses all the time, which for me, that seems like a very daunting task because I got to drive there. I got to drive there. But for me, I have three different gym memberships. And so it's just like, I'm like, you know, based on different things, like where I am, how close this is or where I'm going. And so it keeps up that routine and doesn't make it so every day I go to this gym, I do this thing and I do that. And it's like, oh, this is different. Oh, there's different people here today. Oh, there's different people. It's like always different. And I think growing up in a small town, that was something where you didn't get a lot of variety. It's like, okay, I go to the Doyle Center. That's where I go to the gym or I go do this. There's not a lot of options. So you have to like build that creativity on your own. And I know for me, like I really, really am very driven and success driven. So like, it's like, I always have to learn. So I force myself to read. I force myself to listen to podcasts. I force myself to watch YouTube videos. And it's like, okay, what am I going to do? I said, what am I going to do today? What am I going to do today? And finally, sometimes I'll catch myself just like, okay, chat today for 15 minutes. It's got to be like Looney Tunes or something where I'm just like totally able to laugh or some South Park or some IT Crowd or something like that, just because I need some variety and laughter in my life just to like separate myself from this just high stress, high intensity driven like desire to just improve all the time. So I can 100% understand that.
Yeah. But something you said reminded me, it's, have you on, I don't know what it's on now, but they made like an adult Looney Tunes. I mean, it's not like the Looney Tunes are cussing and swearing or anything, but it's like a kind of actual show now where it goes like with Bugs and Donald Duck, and it just kind of follows them around, and I don't know. It's actually pretty funny. Have you seen anything about
that? It's a show?
Yeah, I don't. It's just called Looney Tunes, I think. Yeah.
No, I haven't heard about that.
Yeah, we saw.
That'd be interesting.
We saw a couple episodes of it. It's pretty funny. It like follows Bugs and Lola and Donald, and yeah, it's pretty funny.
I'll have to check that out. It's just called Looney Tunes, you think?
I think so.
See, this is the thing I think where they come out with. What's it called when you have more than one of a movie? Like you have a
sequel? A
yeah, sequel. Mm-hmm. Like I wish they would do more with sequels where like the ages change. Like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Like, okay, we're tired of them being teenagers. How about middle-aged men? How about middle-aged Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Yeah.
How about senior living Ninja Turtles? Like,
yeah.
Like use the personalities to what it would be like when they're middle-aged men and they have kids now and like they have wives, what their wives would be like. Like have them grow up, have them change, like have them go through different aspects of life. And so it's not just them always going out against the world, but actually maybe going up against life tasks and how things change in those, you know what I mean? Like Toy Story, like it's like, okay, well, like maybe like they actually have life changes. Like they have little baby Buzz and little baby Woody and they have a family and they have pets or what, you know, whatever it is. Or maybe they go to a different planet or something like that. You know, like just, it's like change the scenarios a little bit.
Yeah. I feel like when they do, a lot of the times when they do a sequel, it's just kind of exactly the same as the first, and they don't really change anything, which is why the first movie is usually the best movie, because it's something new, it's original, And then they just kind of, they see that it's a box office hit and they're like, oh, we need to make more of this. And it's like, well, yeah, but it loses its pizzazz because it's not new or original. You're just basically making the same movie over again, but worse because I've already seen it.
Yeah. I would say the one thing it will work with sometimes is comedies, because you can always keep being funny about other things that they haven't previously been funny about, so they can keep going. Like my favorite sequels, like Beverly Hills Cop 1 and then 2, it's like they did other funny stuff in the second one, and like, just, I don't know, it's really cool because Eddie Murphy, his personality is that he does, it's very easy for him, I think, to give you this wow factor to where he can make other people feel uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And like, he's just kind of like, I remember they're like in the strip club or something. He's like going around like, like this and be like, oh my gosh. Like, and I can just see you and Josh and Isaac. Like if I'm in, you know, just out in public, sometimes I can get like pretty wild to the point where you guys are just like uncomfortable. And I was like, I know these guys are uncomfortable. And like, I feed off of it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, for sure.
But the main, I guess, statement of this episode is what I was getting at, and I don't even know if I got to that that much, is that it seems like oftentimes our struggles, our inner struggles, our miscommunication with people, some of our biggest obstacles in life, whether especially when it's in regards to people or maybe work-life balance or really in communication, it's oftentimes because we're not seeking out to provide for our needs and making ourselves a priority. Oftentimes when we go back and we look at maybe something we're frustrated about, we're not happy about, it's because at some point during that process, we didn't put ourselves as a priority. And not to say that we always have to do that, but we definitely can't put ourselves at the bottom and just hope that other people will prioritize us, because we're not. And one of the examples I just thought about this morning, is I had to drop my vehicle off at the shop to get it fixed. And so I took a Uber, and I was Uber, and I look up at the GPS, and I'm like, oh my gosh, like, why does it have them going this way? Like, this way is going to take us down the main road, and there's two left turns. We're going to get stuck at both of these left lights. This is going to be like 5 to 7 minutes longer. And it was just like, at one point while I was in that car, I had an opportunity to speak up and say, hey, like, let's take a left here at this Walgreens and go down this way and we'll get there quicker. Like, I would save myself time and him time. And then if he says no, it's just like, okay, well, it's like, and if he gets stuck at those lights, maybe he's going to wish that he would have listened to me. And if he doesn't, then I was wrong and whatever. But it was like, I didn't present that scenario to him, and I had to live with the consequences because it took 8 to 10 minutes. And it was like, why don't I prioritize myself? And I was thinking, I was like, well, I don't really want to bother him. Like, I don't want to go against what the GPS says because maybe I could be wrong. But it's like, dude, I've done this. I've drove this like hundreds of times, and there's been like maybe twice where I would have gotten there faster. And if all the lights are green and there's absolutely no traffic, and it's not the time that I'm going right now. And it was just me thinking about like that. It's like, dude, I'm not prioritizing myself. I'm not putting myself and my own needs first. And I think there's been times where I've been like in an Uber and it's been super, super hot or the music's loud, and I just won't be like, hey, like, can you turn that down? Like, it's really, really loud, bothering my ears. I'm paying for this service, so I should have the ability to say that. Or I'm also paying for this service. Hey, can you turn the AC up? I'm kind of hot. If he says no, that's like, okay. But it's like, why am I afraid to prioritize myself? Like, why am I not doing that? If I'm at line at Walmart or like the I need some help and like people don't seem to notice me. It's like, hey, like I've really done a really good job of just going up and if there's a line in the restaurant and I need something or somebody, hey, like, is it okay can I get a refill? Or like, most of the time it's at the post office. Like, there will be this long line for the post office for people who are waiting to get stamps. And I already have a box that's prepackaged already. And they're like, hey, is it okay to leave this here? Yeah, yeah, okay. Whereas old me, I would have like waited in line, mm-hmm. waited in line for like 30 minutes to be like, oh, here. They're like, oh, thanks. Like, it's like,
yeah,
man, I could have just put it there, but it's because I was afraid to mm-hmm. bother other people or to like, I guess, take other people's opportunity because I didn't want them to have to wait. But it's like, they're going to be waiting 5 seconds for me to say this, get an answer, and then be able to go. And I'm out on the road and able mm-hmm. to live my life. So it's, and it's just like, dude, that happens just a lot. I really noticed that happening a lot in my life.
Yeah. Yeah. Just prioritizing yourself. And it's just kind of, sometimes you fear that, I don't know, you come off a certain way to other people, like, I don't know, like kind of asking, like, to turn the AC up or going this way rather than that way. And it's kind of like, man, I really don't want this person to perceive me as a person that does this or that. But it's like, I mean, what does it matter? I mean, this person is probably understanding. It's like they understand what it's like to be hot and they understand you want the AC on and stuff like that. But it's just, I don't know, for me that's a struggle too. It's just kind of doing things to make yourself a priority, even though it's not even at somebody's expense most of the time. It's just kind of asking for a favor from somebody else, and that's something I'm not very good at, asking for help from pretty much anybody. I suck at that. And just even if it's just a little favor, it's, yeah, that's something that's hard for me.
Me too. And I think there's this idea in my mind that I'm trying to get out, and it's that I'm being an inconvenience or I'm bothering these people. And that's not the case.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, our property, we're trying to work on our Google reviews, and the leasing agent that I hired, he's like, he's able to ask everybody, hey, like, if you enjoyed our tour, like, do a Google review. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, dude, that is just so sleazy. Like, I do not want to do that. It's just like, and I just don't, there's something about me that doesn't feel right about that.
Hmm.
But when it has to do with me asking a question or asking for help, like the guy who fixed my Jeep today, he said he was done with it. And I gave him a list of like five things and he did two of them. And I was like, well, what about this? He's like, well, that you're going to have to drive more. And then you're, if it's not working, bring it back. It's like, no, dude. Like I live all the way up in Pompano Beach. It's 20 minutes. I don't have time to be driving this back and forth. I need you to take the time, go drive it, see if it's working. If it's not working, I need it to get fixed right. All these things that I asked you to fix, I need you to either tell me that you can fix them and fix them, or let me know that you can't and I have to find somebody else. And he's like, okay. And so I realized, like, I'm going to prioritize myself in my own time. I'm not going to take it for the weekend and go do this and try to figure out if it works or not. Like, can you do this? Can you do this? And I asked him, he's like, okay, well, it's going to be till next week. And he's like, okay, that's fine. But I'm not going to keep doing this rigmarole back and forth, pissing myself off. And I know I would have done that. Like, oh my gosh, now I got to take it back next week. And then I'm going to take it back. He's like, no, like stand up for yourself, Chad. Like, and it's not a bother. It's just being a healthy communicator and doing things properly. Like asking for help. Like if you see somebody who may have a job or may know of jobs, be like, hey, like, do you happen to know of anybody that's hiring? Like, it's like, you think that it's an inconvenience, and we think that they're gonna expect something in return. Mm-hmm. I think also is maybe this idea or this mm-hmm. thought process. I remember growing up that there were family members who would get upset if you were talking to certain people, and I know that that's something that I've really, really struggled with in life, where I feel like if someone doesn't like someone, then I shouldn't talk to them, even though I don't know. And so I've realized, I've started trying to say this, is be like, Chad, what do you need? What do you need right now? It's not what you're going to try to do to make everybody happy, but it's mm-hmm. like, what is it that you need? How do you make yourself a priority? What are your wants? Do you want to talk to that mm-hmm. person? Do you want to try to see if they have any opportunities for you? Did you want to see if they're still using that machine over there because you want to use it? Go ask them. If they're not, they'll let you know. If they're a jerk, they'll let you know. If they are using it, you can ask to jump in. Like if I was using a machine and someone wanted to use it, I take longer of a respite. Heck yeah, dude. As long as we don't have to take, as long as it's not like the leg press and I got to take 8 plates off of each side mm-hmm. for you so that you can use it and do your set and then we go back and forth, Then we're not doing that. Just wait for me. I'll be done in 15 minutes. But other than that, 100%. Yeah. Like happy to go above and beyond. And it's like, I think about how many of the questions that I want to ask people. And I put myself in that perspective. What if somebody would have asked me those questions? Would I have been bothered? No. Yeah. So it's like, why do I think that I'm such a bother in those circumstances? It's like, well, a lot of it has to do with being ingrained. It's like we were taught not to do that. Don't talk to this person because I'm going to be frustrated. And it's like, oh my gosh. Like, and that goes back to that control, right? It's like, I can't worry about how my actions influence somebody. As a kid, it's much more difficult, especially if it's older people. Like, it's like, okay, they're going to be pissed off at me. Like, what's going to happen to me? I don't know. Versus when you continue to carry on that idea in adulthood, it just constrains you and restricts you to where it's like, oh, I don't know what to do. I have social anxiety, like, oh my gosh, which is definitely a thing that I've really, really been working on. I've been really, really proud of myself.
Yes.
That's not something that's easy to deal with.
Oh, definitely not. And it's, like you said, putting yourself in that situation is, if I was the person on the opposite side of this question, would I be bothered? And most of the time, if you're asking a question to somebody who is, it's like their hobby or their passion or what they do for work, and you actually show genuine interest, a lot of the time it's a very positive experience. And it's like, yeah, this person I see interest from this person. So it's like, I want to communicate with them. I want to share this information. It's like people get a lot of enjoyment out of that. And it's, but you don't think of it. I don't know. At least I don't think of it from that perspective a lot of the time, where it's, I don't know, if somebody asked me about something, I would be more than happy to share it. But for some reason, when I'm on the other side of that spectrum, it's very different for me to ask questions.
I think it's because for me, well, there's a lot of reasons, but I always assume that people are really, really busy, that they have a lot going on in their life, and they're just trying to go through life and they're trying to do the task. Mm-hmm. And me asking a question or trying to understand is just going to be a bigger bother. And I think sometimes if you're in school, it's like, don't ask too many questions because I don't have time to answer them all. And it's like, you're a bother. Whereas just like the people who ask the most questions and ask for help the most usually get the most help. Mm-hmm. And they're the ones who continue to succeed on and see, it's like going to a golf course and maybe it's full. It's like, hey, like, is there any way we could go off the back? Like, I doesn't look at, oh yeah, sure, go ahead. It's like, oh, where if you don't ask, they're going to be like, okay, you got about 45 minute wait. It's like, well, shit, you know? Or like, I know that earlier this year, you guys had a situation where they said you were going to get to go play. Then you couldn't play. Be like, hey, like, we drove all the way down here. We called last night to try to make sure this wasn't going to be a problem. Like, is there anything you guys can do for us for a future tee time? Because like, we've already spent a lot of time and money into this. And to tell you the truth, like, I don't know if I would ever really come back and play here based on the customer service we've had here today.
Right.
Like, giving them that option. It's like, yeah, like, oh, I'm sure they're really upset because they have a lot of people who are upset. It's like, yeah, and I'm sure they do. But hey, a little bit of that may not be this specific person's fault. And I don't have to make him feel like crap or feel like dirt. But I can also ask the question to speak to a manager, let them know the situation, the effort that I've put into being able to be a part of this business or this community or whatever it is, and see if they really would like to reciprocate what I've done to be able to be here, or if I just know this probably isn't a place I ever really want to come again.
Right. Yeah. I would say that's accurate. Yeah.
Yeah. But talking to people is just like, you know, like you said, it's like, it's so healthy to talk to people, and like a lot of people want to share like what they're doing, especially if it's something that they're passionate about, or they want to be around other good people, or smiling faces, or bring laughter to their day. I know, especially at the gym, like there's so many people there who are already like into self-improvement, working on themselves. Like, it's like, they like to laugh too. And, you know, sometimes it's just joking around. It's like, and they're usually at a gym because they want to be around other people, by a community. If they didn't, they have the money to be able to afford an at-home membership to where they're just there kind of working out by themselves. Right. And so, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of the times it makes me, well, not a lot of the times, but kind of just this whole conversation makes me think of when I came down to visit you and we went out to the pier and just kind of saw that guy fishing and just kind of started asking him questions. And it's like, yeah, at first maybe it seemed like maybe it would have been an inconvenience for him to sit there and answer a bunch of our questions, but it's just like, I don't know, he seemed like he was just happy to have a conversation with people who showed interest in something that he was doing. And it's like, it didn't stop him from fishing. I mean, he was catching fish after fish. It's like, we didn't stop him from doing anything. Maybe he didn't move in because of he didn't want to stop our conversation or something. But it's, I don't know, it seemed like he got enjoyment from that conversation just as much as we did. So it's just like, I don't know. Yeah, just not being afraid to ask questions or ask a favor, or if you're curious about something, just ask about it, because it's like somebody's more than happy to talk about it.
Yeah, especially when we're out in public like that and people aren't at their jobs. Like, we're all just passing time by. Mm-hmm. Like, when we're at the gym, this is leisure time. This isn't like work unless you're bothering one of the employees or something like that. When you're walking out to the beach, when you're walking around at a park, saying hi to people, complimenting them on their dog or their shoes or whatever, like starting up a conversation, it's just like, I don't know, it's so powerful to be able to connect with people, you know, just maybe sometimes on surface levels, and then to never really see, and then to be able to see where that goes and what it can gravitate into. Like, there's so many people out there who are experiencing different things or learning different things, or like, so interesting. Like, I think we've seen through this podcast just how many people out there who, you know, what they've been through in life, what they're interested in, and like what makes them tick, and how like Darren, like, he was from Trinidad. Kyle was from a part of Ohio and then the Northeast. Like Brett from, you know, back in Sturgis. Like, there's just people from all over who are just doing some really, really cool things, and they're very unique and different in their own right.
Yeah. So. Yeah, I would agree. And it's like, you can't do everything in life. Like, there's not enough time to do everything. So it's like, you could at least get enjoyment out of watching other people do it and saying, oh, wow, that's pretty cool. I would maybe like to do that someday. Or even if you don't want to do it, it's like, yeah, that's a fascinating thing to take your time up with, I guess. And just, yeah, you're not going to be able to do everything. So just seeing all the things that people could put their time into is something that's interesting to me, I guess.
Yeah, respecting their passions, respecting their desires and their purpose and what makes them tick. And I think this goes back to this will really encompass the whole episode. And one, we were talking about, like, people not having empathy towards us or respect towards us and our haircuts and our clothing styles and acceptance, and that we can grant that same acceptance and respect to other people and appreciate them. Maybe we don't agree. Maybe their style isn't what we like, but it's like, this person is dressing very unique, and maybe it's other aspects of who they are that we can accept, but it's like, oh, I'm not going to be around or talk to this person because of how they dress or how their hair looks like, when there's so much more behind this individual in terms of their heart or their mind that we agree with. It's like, why are we using these small labels to create these boundaries? And then at the end of the episode, talking about, you know, prioritizing ourselves. So it's like respecting others, but also prioritizing ourselves and making our needs known to ourselves, making sure we're caring for ourselves.
Yeah,
that's the importance, man, and that's what makes an enjoyable, healthy life.
I would agree with that.
So that's all I have to share. What, you have anything?
That's all I have.
Okay, well then I guess that's all we both have tonight, guys.
I guess so.
All right. Have a good night, everybody.
Yep. See you later, everybody.